Hi, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I'm continuing my Energy of Success series. And the next step in the process is to take the time to look at any fear that you have around success. So essentially, you're going to clear all fears around who you will be if you achieve your desired result. You may be unconsciously keeping what you want from you because some part of you believes life will be harder for you if you achieve your desired goal. I'll say this, won't apply to everyone, but I do think there are little pieces of this in everyone's story, right? So I don't think the fear of success is nearly as prevalent as us in the self-help personal development space want to believe. This is a bold statement on my part. I think we're more afraid of the journey, right? But I think that's a part of looking at the fear around it all. There's one thing to fear staying where you're at, right? And who you'll be. It's another to fear the actual journey and the unknown. So I actually think fear of success, fear of the journey, is a fear of the unknown. And that's probably more prevalent than anything. What can I tell you about the unknown and how to see it? You can take an approach of curiosity. Oh, I'm going to just be curious about where I'm going. You're going to hold certain to the desire, but release the need for certainty as to how every twist and turn will go. And so the idea might be, hey, I'm certain that I desire this type of job. And I'm open and receptive to however way the journey goes. And I know that I don't have any control over that. And I just need to roll with it based on what feels good, right? How do you roll with it and feel good? Intuition and flow. We're going to talk about flow, but in this series, intuition and flow, deep desire, going slow at times, not the whole time. You won't always be going slow, but there'll be moments where you'll have to take a beat and say, hey, what is this right and true for me? Is this the best course of action? Does this feel good to me? Am I pursuing this because it sounds good, or it's a way to avoid having to deal with something else? Or am I taking this route because this feels like the most direct path to where I want to go? And this is subtle and delicate, but oh, so self-loving and self-respecting. And we think everything needs to be this charge ahead. And I'm a fan of charge ahead. But I also know as you move into higher and higher levels of being, you know, the really magical, most amazing dream where you can no longer continue to do all of your same shit and expect a different result. You're going to have to be different. Yeah, you're going to have to be like a deer, right? You're going to have to step gently. You know, deers look afraid, but they're actually very powerful and very strong. And they are devoted to their self-preservation, right? And that's why it looks like they are so gentle and they tread lightly. No, they care a lot about themselves and they want to stay alive. And so I think we can learn that from the deer, that moving forward, going towards what we really want, requires awareness and care. And I do think bravery and courage and perseverance, all of that as well. But first and foremost, you're going to have to say to yourself, what is the best option for me? What is the best decision for me? And I think that's what's going to lessen this fear around who you'll be on the other side of your desired result. Because if you think you're going to get to where you want, and you're going to totally respect yourself and be wildly happy, and the whole journey, you have gone against your own truth, you've cut corners, you said yes to things that didn't feel right to you. If you think that's going to lead to your victory, even unconsciously, I'm here to tell you that you're dead wrong. And many of you listening to this probably know exactly what I'm talking about. You probably tried to do it that way. And not, you know, not in any malicious way. You just thought like, well, okay, that's difficult. So that, you know, that's just the way it goes. Or, oh, that didn't feel like me. And, oh, I didn't like making that decision. That's just the way it goes. Yeah, it's going to be really difficult to be in that vibration and expect the vibration of your happily ever after, whatever that might be, your desired result. So you're going to have to rise up and ask yourself, is this my happily ever after? Every decision you make, is this my happily ever after? Does it feel like my happily ever after? Right? And I'm not saying you're not going to face challenges. I'm not going to say that everything's going to be perfect. I'm not going to say, if one little thing goes wrong, that must mean you're fucking up. No, not at all. I say expect everything to go wrong, but you still come out saying, I believe, and I'm going to make the best decision and choice for me. I hope this is helping you look at all the reasons why you might be afraid of the journey or afraid of your desired result and who you'll be on the other side a little differently. Also, look at your stories. If you're telling yourself, oh, even in the way, way back of your mind, if I hit my goal, I'm going to be so busy and I don't have any time for anything else, then you need to check that story. That's just what you make up. If you're holding that story now, that's the story you will create, right? You can change that story. And so really look at all the reasons why you would be afraid of achieving your desired. Really look at all of the reasons why you would be hesitant to succeed, because all of those reasons may be ways in which are clouding your judgment, you know, like they're just hanging out in your consciousness and clouding your judgment. And then it makes it difficult to really trust yourself as you move through your journey. This is one I would say talk through, write out, journal on. I'll give you another perspective on this. So you can bring things in while holding a wacky story about how things are going to go, and then it goes that way, right? So the example I'll give you is like, say, lottery winners, right? They focus on bringing in the money. Awesome. They bring it in, but they didn't take any time to focus on who they would be with that money and how they would preserve and keep that money. And so then, you know, often they say lottery winners are broke within a couple of years of winning the lottery. All it takes is a few minutes. Say, okay, who would I be with this money? How am I going to keep this money? How am I going to feel? What might come up that would make me doubt myself or take a path that I didn't want to take? Because if you can designate who you'll be on the other side of all of this, it's going to, A, make it a lot easier to move towards what you want. You'll feel good, right? So the fear will be gone. And you get to play with that vibration. If you can visualize who you are on the other side of your success, you get to, in this moment, this present moment, start to act like that version of you, right? So really take the time to really look at and clear out all fears around who you will be if you achieve your desired result. And and release any part of you that wants to believe it's going to be hard or difficult, or, you know, oh, I'm going to have to put up with this, but I'll get this. Let go of that, right? Really see it as being good and in your favor, all parts, right? I'm not talking about perfectionism. I'm talking about perspective. If you see it as, oh, I'm going to get this big victory and then it's going to be so difficult, right? Then, yeah, why would you want to work for that? You know, so take time, journal on it, write out all your fears around your success, the achievement of your success, and really think about who you will be when you are successful. And is there any tweaks in consciousness you need to make now so that you can be the version of yourself you actually want to be? Cool. Clear out all fears around who you will be if you achieve your desired result. Okay, that's my show. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you are looking for a coach to help you as you move on your journey towards success, then I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Take a look at that 1-year intuitive coaching package. Thank you so much for listening to this show. I look forward to connecting with you again. Take care.